This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1991. And contrary to popular belief, this is not MC DJ Super Rapper Master Mixer FRV. This is just Fred Wilby here in the DX Audio Service Studios for November 1991. November is an interesting month. Did you ever notice that Phil Wayne always goes into hiding in November? I guess that's what they do to turkeys on Thanksgiving is the reason. On this edition, we got a lot of material to cover. First of all, I'd like to let you know that we're partially moved into the new studio, so hopefully the cassettes are sounding a little bit better than they have in the past. We have details on a contest that we're going to be doing here on the DX Audio Service, where you, the membership, get to vote on what station you feel is the best for 1991. We also have details on how you can get a copy of What Happened at the Convention, our convention tapes that we'll have. And also, we're going to start up a new column here on air checks. And if you have air checks that you'd like to trade with people, this is a nice little forum in which to do so. That's all on this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1991. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to the other rap star over in Youngstown, Ohio. Here he is, DJ rapper Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have three editions of Switch this month, and we'll start with number 262 and call letter changes. On 830 WKTX, Cortland, Ohio becomes WXTD, but don't be too quick to make that change in your log. We'll tell you more about that in just a second. On 900 WBXT, Canton, Ohio, this station is silent. Evidently, they're planning on returning to the air because they have filed for a new call, WCER. Also on 900, CFBR, Sudbury, Ontario becomes CHYC. 950, KRXA, Seward, Alaska, changes to KSWD. On 1230, two changes, WEEX, Easton, Pennsylvania, becomes WODE. And CFLK, in Kapuskasing, Casing, Ontario, becomes CHLK. Two changes on 1340, KTEO, San Angelo, Texas, changes to KCRN. And CFLH in Heist, Ontario, becomes CHOC. And finally on 1480, KDBN, Dallas, Texas, changes to KCMZ. In our otherness column in number 262 on 530, CIAO, Brampton, Ontario. This station has been heard testing here on 530, despite the fact that CJFT was still operating on the frequency. Expect CIAO to move here from 790 by the end of this year. On 830, WKTX, Cortland, Ohio. On the 19th of September, this station returned to the air with testing. That testing has been going on for over 3 weeks, consisting of periods of unmodulated carrier and periods of ethnic and march music. They are still using the call WKTX, although we mentioned above they have applied to change to WXTD. Perhaps that change will not take place until they resume regular broadcasting. Also on 830 KBUC, Cibolo, Texas, this station was silent for several weeks, is now back on the air. 900 WCOR, Lebanon, Tennessee, is silent. 910 WQZZ, Columbia, Tennessee, this station was licensed to Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, as WCMG and has been silent. They are now on the air from their new city of license of Columbia. Also on 910 WWWR, Roanoke, Virginia, this silent station has returned to the air. Likewise, on 980 KICA, Clovis, New Mexico has returned to the air. 1120 WCGM in Maryville, Tennessee, this station is again silent. 1220 KRGO, Fowler, California has returned to the air. On 1490 WECM, Milton, Florida, another silent station that has returned. Also on 1490 WJOC, Chattanooga, Tennessee has returned to the air. And by the way, with this new call, they begin an all-sports format. On 1500 KRBN in Bourne, Texas, this station is silent, may be off for several months. It seems some varmints crawled in their transmitter and caused a serious amount of damage. 1550 WAAJ, Huntsville, Alabama, this station is silent, but has returned to the air sporadically. They operate under listener donations and are on the air only as their funds permit. And on 1570 KTAT, Frederick, Oklahoma, this station is silent. Now let's move to edition number 263, and starting with call letter changes on 600 CFCF, Montreal, Quebec, changes to CIQC. 630 KXDC, Monterey, California, becomes KIDD. 720 WRBR, Richland, Mississippi, changes to WWDF. On 870, KROL, Lachlan, Nevada, becomes KOWA. 880 KIKR, Conroe, Texas, changes to KJOJ. 1240 KVSO, Ardmore, Oklahoma, becomes KKAJ. 1260 KSNO, Aspen, Colorado, once again applies to change to KRKE. Earlier in the year, they requested this call, but then never changed. Now they are requesting it again since the original time to change has run out. 1300 WYTL, Terre Haute, Indiana. This station is silent. They must be planning on returning because they're asking for a new call of WJSH. Couple of changes on 1340 KSGR, Nampa, Idaho, changes to KANR. NKRCV, Reno, Nevada, changes to KXEQ. 1450 WQIC, Meridian, Mississippi, becomes WMGP. 1460 WCMB, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This call has been around since the 30s. They're changing to WIMX. And on 1530 KGTN, Creedmoor, Texas, becomes KOPY. Glancing down through otherness on 1010 KDLA, DeRidder, Louisiana. Last month we told you this station went silent. They are expected to return to the air soon. Their FM, which went silent at the same time, is already back on the air. On 1170 WJCC, Norfolk, Massachusetts, this station is silent. 1230 WNEB, Worcester, Massachusetts, is silent. And 1270 WSPR, Springfield, Massachusetts, is silent. On 1400 WYYR, Spartanburg, South Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. 1490 WMSL, Monroe, Georgia, is silent. And on 1570 WGLX, Galleon, Ohio, is silent. Now we move finally to edition number 264. There were no call letter changes. Now that we're back to the weekly editions, as far as the printed DX news goes, we will have some times when information per edition gets rather thin, and this is one of them with no call changes at all. But we do have a rather plentiful otherness column starting on 600 with KERB, Kermit, Texas, silent station, back on the air. 720 WWDF, Richland, Mississippi, this is a new station on the air. 730 KMW, Madison, Alabama, this silent station has returned. On 800 WDSC, Dillon, South Carolina, this station has been silent for several years. It should be back on the air by the time this tape reaches you. On 830 KSRT, Orange, California, some tests heard recently on this frequency with unmodulated carrier are believed to be this new station tuning up. 950 WSPA, Spartanburg, South Carolina, is silent. On 1130 WAMG, Gallatin, Tennessee, has gone silent too, another silent station in the Nashville area. Something interesting on 1150 WYNE, Kimberly, Wisconsin, has been purchased by the company that owns WHBY on 1230 in Appleton, Wisconsin. Appleton and Kimberly are right next to each other. The WHBY call and programming will be moved from 1230 to 1150, and the license for the 1230 station will be surrendered to the FCC, and WYNE 1150 will be gone for good. It will become WHBY. On 1190 KHAD, DeSoto, Missouri, this station is silent. 1250 WKBR, Manchester, New Hampshire, this silent station went off the air at the beginning of this year, is now back on the air and is relaying the programming from WWHN in Madbury on 1340. 1280, here's something new, CFYZ, Toronto, Ontario. You may not be familiar with that call. That is the call of the Traveler Information Station at Toronto's Pearson Airport on 530 kilohertz. As you know, the station in Brampton on 790 is moving to 530. Therefore, the TIS will not be able to compete with that signal-wise since they run very low power. And so, since Canadian Traveler Information Stations can move anywhere in the band, they have selected the blank spot of 1280. So now, if you hear TIS-style programming on 1280, it is probably CFYZ at the airport in Toronto. On 1340 KICK, Springfield, Missouri, this station was reported by several sources as having returned to the air, but evidently they have either gone silent again or never actually returned. Our friend John Bowker, monitoring in Springfield recently in the end of September, shows this frequency to still be vacant. On 1510 WAHT in the Twin Cities of Annville and Cleona, Pennsylvania, license for this silent station has been sold and the new owners plan to return it to the air. It's been off since early this year. No target date has been offered yet, however. On 1550 KKLE, Winfield, Kansas, this silent station is now back on the air. And finally, 1560 WMOM, La Plata, Maryland. It was silent under its previous call of WSMD. This station has once again returned to the air. And that'll wrap it up for this month's edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month with more information from the wonderful world of AM broadcasting. And now, before I switch over to John Bowker, I have to tell you a little story. Listeners to the audio service may not know that one of my other passions besides radio is flying, and I have been a licensed pilot for a number of years, and about 15 years ago, I got my rating for LTA, which is what the FAA calls lighter than air, went out and purchased a hot air balloon, and have over the years been quite active in flying in various hot air ballooning activities around the country, including an annual trip to Albuquerque, New Mexico, for the largest hot air ballooning event in the world, the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, starting the first weekend in October every year. This year, because of scheduling conflicts, I was unable to go, and have really been real unhappy about sitting here thinking that the Balloon Fiesta has started without me, and now, to rub salt in the wound, I found out that our traveling reporter, John Bowker, is, where else, reporting from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So while John is sitting out there under those crystal blue skies watching all the balloons float through the air, I'm sitting here in Youngstown, Ohio, staring at a brown wall. But then, I guess they never said it would be fair. So anyway, once again, here's Johnny.
K-O-B, 50,000 watts of personality. K-O-B, happy radio. Radio 77, Albuquerque.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hi. Indeed, this is John Bowker, everybody. And I don't know if you can hear that rushing sound in the background, but our elegant mobile studio today is... How would you describe it, John? More of a parking lot?
Exactly. Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the fantastic balloon festival, in the background you can hear the balloons firing off and catching the famous Albuquerque bucks. Just a gorgeous day here this morning.
Must be about 55, 60 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's going up to over 80, they tell me. Well, let me tell you, this voice you just heard, John, is... John Hyler, and John, you're with the United Airlines, I understand.
That's true. I'm a co-pilot with United Airlines based at Denver, Colorado.
Does that mean your home is near Denver?
That's correct, just to the north of Denver. Uh-huh.
And we were having a discussion during the balloon fest here at Albuquerque, and it put a whole new slant on this matter of AM radio stations, something that hadn't occurred to me. You told me that occasionally or from time to time you have a need to know things about AM radio stations, and since the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club are involved in keeping track of AM radio stations, I thought our listeners and subscribers might be interested in hearing about it. What was that again?
Well, from time to time, primarily during the sports seasons, we like to offer just a little added extra service to our passengers as we're traveling across the country in terms of tuning in to the low-frequency radio stations and broadcasting back to our passengers the games of the various different sports networks that are broadcast around the country.
And let me see. Now, in other words, during football season right now, you'd be broadcasting... The Orange Crush out of Denver, as they say.
To a varying degree, that's true.
when they're winning, of course. But it might be true if you were flying into New York or. And by the way, do you fly all over the country or?
My job takes me all over the country, domestically and into Canada.
So your interest in satisfying your passengers' needs or interests. Could be Toronto today and San Diego tomorrow and maybe Atlanta or New York the next day.
That's exactly right. And, of course, along with those passengers comes a certain amount of local spirit for their game that happens to be playing on that certain day.
Okay, you don't circle Shea Stadium taking off from LaGuardia or something like that to show them the game?
Well, not necessarily. Occasionally, we may pass over there.
Occasionally, heck, we can hear you on any New York station that carries the Mets or the Jets or whatever, and any game coming from Shea Stadium. Well, now, your interest in the thing you said, hey, could you provide me with something? What was that again?
Well, we used to have a list published of all the AM radio stations, the commercial broadcast stations in the U.S., and about a year and a half ago, they were deleted from our information, and it would be nice to have a list of the commercial broadcast stations across the country so I could just look down the list in the general area where I'm flying and select the highest wattage output radio station and tune it in for the benefit of passengers.
What is the range of an AM station at the altitudes you fly?
Oh, 50,000 watt station, I would assume, which is what the output is of the largest stations, is probably 200 miles.
Oh, so you can stay with them for a few, 20 minutes or so?
Oh, yes,
or longer,
20 minutes to 45 minutes or so.
Well, okay, well, if I hear you right then, if we could provide you with a list of the sports networks and the stations with some indication of which are the biggies, that would be a service to you.
Oh, that would be a big help, and certainly I would file it away and for future reference and not delete it as I have some of the information that I have in the past.
John, thanks very much. And I don't know what we can do for you, but we'll take a look at it and see if we can provide it to you. And you've given me the address, and I'll pass that address on to Paul Swearingen at Topeka, Kansas, and Mike Knitter up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. And maybe one of the three of us will be able to get you that information from time to time.
Well, thank you, John Backer, and have a nice day here at the Albuquerque Balloon Festival.
How can I miss? Look at that sky. Just absolutely blue. Well, we're going to move inside our more elegant studios in the motorhome now and continue this. So long, John. Thanks an awful lot. Well, now, back inside the motorhome, I'm delighted to catch up on some old business. Dale Hamm in Birmingham, Alabama, who's contributed so much to the DX Audio Service, has found a way to get me a cassette, actually, to replenish my supply here in Albuquerque of all the station breaks of the Birmingham area stations. And I mentioned to all of you last month my embarrassment that I was doing the 850 travelogue, and I knew darn well that somewhere in the DX Audio Service archives I had the WYDE break, but I had not brought it in the motorhome on our travels. Well, look what we've got for you.
That's Hollywood Amoco, one block west of Mountain Brook Village.
Wide 85, WYDE, Birmingham.
Welcome back to Minor High School. Rob Moxley, Bo Lovell, and Charlie Adcock.
So our collection here in the motorhome is now complete. Thanks an awful lot, Dale. Hey, but did he say they were broadcasting the game of Minor High School? Gee, if I went to a high school, I wouldn't want it to be called Minor High School. Goodness sakes. Well, anyway, we're going to be taking a look today at 860 kilohertz stations in the United States and Canada, and if my count is right, we've got 32 active stations in the U.S., and there are four in Canada. But interestingly, 860 is a Canadian clear channel. This means that any U.S. station at 860 on the dial must defer to the Canadian if there's any chance of causing interference to a Canadian station. And yet, of the four Canadian stations, only one is 50,000 watts day and night and is non-directional. That's CJBC in Toronto.
Bonsoir, mesdames, mesdemoiselles, messieurs. Vous venez tout juste d'entendre notre dernière émission de la journée. Votre poste de radio, CJBC 860, émet sur une fréquence de 860 kHz.
Well, okay, trust me, Ernie. That was CJBC, and he said 860 on the dial. Honest. It's time now to listen to station breaks from stations all over the country at 860 on the dial. And we're going to start, as usual, in the great Northeast and work our way south and westward here on the November 1991 travelogue. Take it, Great Barrington.
This is WSBS in Great Barrington. NBC for the Berkshires.
NBC News. This is John Bohannon.
860 on your dial. This is WTEL in Philadelphia.
No, no, wait a minute. I can do better than that. Heck, I lived near Philadelphia for 38 years. Here's another WTEL ID. It gives a slightly different slant to the station.
WTEL. Time for the following program has been paid for by the program's producers. The opinions and statements contained herein are not necessarily those of radio station WTEL, its staff, or management.
Meine lieben Hörer, wir bringen Ihnen die Deutsche Stunde.
From WAYE in Baltimore, it's 11 o'clock and time for news.
Well, that recording goes back to the early 70s when we weren't keeping much, but we can do better than that. They've even changed their call sign. Here's 860 in Baltimore once again.
A great and glorious day. So glad you could join us for 21st of December on a Wednesday. Sunshine in for the pastor. Pastor's well. She's on vacation and will return real soon here at the WBGR microphones.
WBGR, the gospel radio for Baltimore.
It's 9 o'clock.
Look for hundreds of unadvertised specials at People's Drug in the Southside Square on West Atlantic in Emporia, open 7 days a week.
It's 3 o'clock.
From WEVA Emporia.
AP Network News. I'm Wally Hines.
Okay, so much for Virginia. Now we'll go down into North Carolina, and let's see, a couple in Florida or so.
Music, the fun, and the memories of the 50s, 60s, and 70s on AM 860 WFMO, Fairmont, Lumberton, Dillon.
For Space Coast Music Radio.
That was recorded a couple of years ago. Here's one that was recorded in December of 1990. Same station.
This is your Christian voice for Central Florida. WWKO, Cocoa, Titusville, Melbourne, and Palm Bay. KO 860, the station that prays.
Part of the music of your life.
This is WGUL Dunedin Clearwater and WGUL FM Newport Richey, your exclusive music of your life stations for Tampa Bay. The 9 o'clock news brought to you by Gateway Honda, US 19 at Ridge Road in Port Richey.
A setback on Noriega. Home sales at the highest rate of the year. With Mutual News, I'm Al Freeman in Washington.
I'm Jim Casey. Thanks for joining me on Hartzell's Own WHRT.
Hartzell is in Alabama, and now we go to Oak Hill, and that's in West Virginia.
It's 12 o'clock, Grow and Precision Time at WOEY-AM, Oak Hill Back Lake.
Pittsburgh's Tower of Power. 1,000 watts on your AM dial. 72,000 watts on your FM dial. WAMO. AM and FM in Pittsburgh. WAMO.
From the City of Champions, this is WYJZ Pittsburgh, where you and the music always come up a winner.
Now, sometimes we make pretty lousy recordings, but that was a case where it was the station's problem using probably an old cartridge tape for their ID. It's too bad. Let's say now we move west into Indiana and then zigzag our way across the rest of the country.
Marion's great music station, 86 WGOM.
That's
560 WNOV Milwaukee. Yours truly, DJ Skeez, officially checked in and everything. Got all of them for you at 799-1668.
Oh, man, we really got that station pegged. I know what kind of a program they've got, right? Well, listen to their sign-off.
And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.
860 WNOV Milwaukee.
So who knows? Okay, let's go down to Arkansas.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the soundtrack of your life.
K-O-S-E 860 Osceola.
Now, this next station has a heck of an antenna system because we were able to get a clean signal from this station in Kansas all the way across Missouri and into northeastern Oklahoma, actually into southeastern Oklahoma, too. It was so strong it was interrupting the search tune feature on our radio here in the motorhome.
Sports and Information Connection, 86 AM, KKOW, Pittsburgh, Joplin.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. Despite new hopes and promises of freedom for a Western hostage in Lebanon, there is a new hitch.
Okay, well, darn it, you know, I see I missed something geographically. Muscatine, Iowa. Mike Smith found me here in Albuquerque, too. And thanks so much, Mike, for the two tapes. One from the Seattle area, terrific. And another one, sort of a band scan of some of the stations he hadn't sent me before from the Illinois, Iowa area. This is what he got from 860 in Muscatine, Iowa.
Those back in the days when Fergie Jenkins and Bob Gibson would team up, and it always seemed to be that way. I remember one game that took all of an hour and 25 minutes.
Wow.
A 2-1 game that the Cubs lost to the Cardinals, but I couldn't believe it. It started at 1:30, and by 3 o'clock, everybody was gone.
Hey, if you're going to throw a ball anyway, throw it fast. Just like golf, if you're going to hit a bad shot, hit it quick. Okay, Jim, thanks. It's 8 o'clock, KWPC Bus.
Four people are still unaccounted for following the sinking of a Greek passenger liner off the coast of southern Africa.
All right, I think they said Muscatine. I think it was Muscatine, something like that. Let's continue our meander through the states. We'll go to Texas.
I hope things are going well for you and yours. If you're making plans now to go to lunch, don't make any plans till you listen to the menus coming up immediately following TSN News with Mike Miller from the Ranch House Restaurant. This is KPA in Hereford. This is music from the Statler Brothers. Their brand new one.
Got a home in the country with a 2-acre lawn. A garage where I know where everything belongs.
Your Kerrville bus terminal in Fort Stockton. You're listening to KFST, KPJH, Fort Stockton.
Call Cars Radio Monday through Saturday, and you're on the air on the Real Estate Corner.
This is KRS AM, Berlin, New Mexico. It's 10 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Belmont.
I move that the Senate adjourn to Tuesday, October 15 at 10 o'clock.
KARS, Cars Radio, Berlin, New Mexico.
Okay, we got a couple more for you. Let's go to Phoenix.
This is KIFN, A60 on your radio dial, Phoenix, Arizona. Utiliza usted KIFN 860 kilociclos, 1000 watts de potencia, Phoenix, Arizona.
You are tuned to the music station, KWHO AM, Radio 860 in Salt Lake City. Time, 29 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Well, that's about as far west in the U.S. as we go. What do you say we go back to the east once again for another version of that Great Barrington break?
Serving the tri-state region, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York. This is the Berkshire Broadcasting Company. WSBS, 860 Radio, Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
AP Network News, I'm Mark Hamrick.
Yes, that was a little better. And now, the dominant station in the Great Northeast at 860 on the dial.
Ici Radio-Canada.
CJBC 860 à Toronto et à Welland.
Well, that's the 860 tape as we have it for the travelogue this month for you. I'd like to thank Carl Dabelstein before he left the Missouri area, and Mark Strickert for contributing to this month's tape, along with the other fellows I mentioned before. And next month we'll be doing 870 and 880. I don't know if we'll even get 890 in there. I'll find out. You'll know as soon as I do, almost. But Fred, I can't leave Albuquerque without playing just a little of this.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Gary Nunn. From Albuquerque, this is 77 KOB, the 50,000-watt voice of the Great Southwest. KKOB, Albuquerque.
And speaking of the Great Southwest, here's Bill Hale.
Well, thanks, John, and welcome everyone to the November 1991 edition of Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We're back on a weekly schedule in the printed DX news now, and when temperatures get cold, medium wave DX heats up. Well, first of all, let's turn to the special category from the column. Three late-breaking items that were just received here in the last couple of days. The notice that CIAO in Brampton, Ontario has retuned its transmitter and is down on 530 now. We've been waiting for this all summer after we heard the first announcement of it. It was heard by three DXers, first of all, on September 28th at 10 minutes to 8 at night with a fair-to-good signal with local ads and a phone number in an unknown language, then ads in English, and followed by a CIAOID. This was picked up by Sean Axelrod and Wayne McRae at their Valhalla, Manitoba DX bus location. This was on 9:30. CIAO was also heard on 5:30 by Mike Brooker of Toronto. This was at 7:30 in the morning, and it was heard with the usual ethnic programs, a traffic report in English, and they were running both on 5:30 and the 790 frequency during the week of 9:30 to October 4th. Also reported by Don Trelford, and he says that he's picked them up both day and night. And guest CJFT has finally gone to FM. The next report from John Malachi of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He reports that WWCS of Canonsburg, PA, they signed on September 16th at noon with Spirit 54 and Your Christian Station IDs after signing off the day before at 2 o'clock with classical music. Also, they run CBN News with local inserts and tape contemporary religious music. They signed off at 2200, and that's an hour later from 2100. And he comments that they wanted the old WARO calls, but they've already been taken by a 670 station down in Virginia. This also was reported by George Vanish of Trucksville, Pennsylvania. And he said they're giving an advertisement on there, or announcement, that there people should call 745-5400 or 531-WWCS to discuss terms for advertising on the station. Those might be new numbers from the log. Well, KERB Kermit, Texas is now back on the air as of September 22nd. It was heard at 7:03 in the morning. The sign-on was heard, then a female in English, KERB Kermit, Texas, signing on, followed by a male in Spanish, Usta Este Echuadando a KERB, and then into, I guess that's it, I don't know how to speak Spanish, into Pancho Villa's anthem, Guadalajara, and then Spanish music for the next 15 minutes. Jim Bame of San Antonio, Texas, who DXs with an ICF 2010, pull that one in with WREC nulled. Also on 600, CIQC in Montreal has changed, the station has changed to these call letters, and country and western music, they were CFCF and Nostalgia. They've dropped Larry King overnight in favor of the music format. The reason? Ratings, of course. They're not what the owner wanted, and with C&W, they're targeting a new demographics. This all per Montreal's Gazette. Mailed to me by Dave Evans of Brossard, Quebec. He DXs with a DX 440, a TM 152S. a Sony SRFA1S, and Chrysler car radio. 790 Houston, KKBQ, is now Easy Country. That reported from DDX Audio Service member Gary Kettler in Austin. Also on 790, KFYO Lubbock. 9-10, that's September the 10th, it heard at 22:32 hours with an ID S79 stereo, KFYQ. And why is this special? Well, the log doesn't indicate KFYO, rather, as being in stereo. Mike Hawk of Omaha reports that. 800 WDSC Dillon, South Carolina, has been running ET since August the 3rd at various times of the day. That's equipment tests with 1,000 watts daytime, 500 watts PSA, and 382 watts at night. The schedule will likely be nonstop programming once it gets on a regular schedule, possibly by the time this is broadcast or heard. And who reported this? The guy that rebuilt the station, Dave Schmidt out of Wilmington, Delaware. His equipment is an HQ-180A plus a Space Magnet 2. Also on 800, CKLW, the Big 8 in Windsor, Ontario, now carries NBC News on the hour. That reported from Charles Ray in Leamington. KJOJ, Conroe, Texas, 880, is now simulcasting their FM, or KJOJ, over there. That reported also by Gary Kettler. 900 WKDW Staunton, Virginia, as of September the 12th at 02:30 hours, was heard with IRN with the Fred Sanders Show. That also reported by Charles Ray. WMTX 1040 in Pinellas Park, Florida, was heard September 6th at 20:35 hours. Good signal in WHO's Null with adult contemporary music and contest promo mentioning the phrase that pays, Mix 96 means music. A legal ID a little early at 20:53 hours. WMTX-FM Clearwater, WMTX-AM Pinellas Park, XWHBO. Another call letter change for the Tampa Bay area there. That also reported by Chuck Ray. Well, Carl Jeter of Stone Mountain, Georgia, reports that WLBB 1100 in Carrollton, Georgia, was heard on September 27th at 18:28 hours, broadcasting the WSB-TV Atlanta Channel 2 6 o'clock news audio, and he also heard a Country 11 WLBB slogan. Tom Sanders from Davison, Michigan, DX is with a Sony ICF 2010, heard WKNX 1210 in Frankenmuth, Michigan on September 5th from 13 to 1400 hours with Big Band. And the note here is they're now simulcasting full-time with FM sister station WGMB. Their legal IDs, GMC rather, their legal IDs now include both stations. Bruce Conti from Nashua, New Hampshire, reports that WKBR 1250 in Manchester, New Hampshire, was heard on September 30th at 2200 hours. So they're back on the air. They're simulcasting WWNH 1340 in Madbury. They're heard with IDs for both and a Love Radio slogan religious programming. CFYZ 1280 in Toronto is now here X530. Helping clear the way for CIAO to move down from 790. It was first noted on September 8th at 0911 with airport info, a call letter ID, and a mention of Pearson International Airport. It's much weaker than the signal was on 530 as it was mixing with WPXY in metropolitan Toronto. That reported from Morris Sorensen of Scarborough. He DXs with an HQ-150 with a McKay Dimec DA-9 antenna, a tuner, or an RFB-65 barefoot. Walter Nissen of Maryland reports hearing WJFK in Baltimore on 1300, and at 9:02 in the morning on October the 3rd, they began 100% simulcasting with legal-sounding ID of their WJFK-FM 106.7 in Manassas, which now features, as of the 2nd of October, the former Morning Zoo team of John Geronimo and Mike O'Meara of WAVA-FM 105.1 in Arlington. They anchor afternoon drive times Well, Howard Stern's Morning Network now brings live spankings and cup size from New York's K-Rock to Philadelphia to Manassas, which is southwest of Washington. Come on, they don't talk about that on the radio, do they? Oh, no. Most of the time during non-drive times, they're classic rock. Well, WYND in DeLand, Florida on 1310 was heard by Jim Cross of Dayton, Ohio on September 28th at 2203. And he reports they're now religious per sign-off, which stated the very best in religious programming, WYND. A good signal reported by Jim in Dayton. WXTC, Charleston, South Carolina on 1390, now simulcast with an IDs as FM 97, also reported by Jim Cross. Well, WXEM 1460 in Buford, Georgia was heard way back on September 9th at 1945 hours with a poor signal but alone on the frequency in English with a dual sign-off for WXEM and WAOS 1600 in Austell, Georgia. The format is now Spanish, and these new call letters, they were formerly WLKQ, reported also from Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario. KDBN in Dallas, they've now changed to KCMS, but at the time this was reported, they were KDBN 1480 in Dallas. Now programming Transtar Easy Listening Music, probably a change of call letters forthwith. Yes, we've already noted that, as we thought that the DBN meant Dallas Business News. A recent trip through the Dallas-Fort Worth area indicated they were playing this type of music. In fact, it was just a little bit more up-tempo, I thought, than what might be called easy listening, a kind of an easy oldies type format. Gary Kettler also checked in with that report. WWGZ Lapeer, Michigan on 1530 was heard on September 6th from 16 to 1700 hours with country and western, and now is Country Gold 1530, no longer parallel with their 103.1 FM-er. All live, locally originated programs, and Tom Sanders of Davidson, Michigan says that's just great. And WCZN, Chester, Pennsylvania on 1590, the schedule now, make note of this in your logs, is 0600 to 2100, unless they have a local remote which runs past that 9 o'clock Eastern time. That reported also from Dave Schmidt. Now we've also got some UNIDs for maybe you can help out on. These are signals that were picked up, and just a little blurb or whatever of audio was picked out, or a slogan maybe that the DXer can't identify, so maybe you can help out with these. On August 31st, between 01 and 0105 hours and 0125 hours, an oldies program was heard with a Great 58 slogan heard. This was on 580, heard by Bill Prather of Tryon, North Carolina. On 990, an NID was heard on September 29th at 0201 hours. It was a fair signal over under CKIS in a WIVK null with jazz, big band, and an easy listening music. No ID was heard. It faded at 0220. It was best on a wire running east or a wire running north. And this was picked up by Sean Axelrod and Wayne McCrae at their Valhalla, Manitoba DX bus. On 1280, an UNID heard on 928 between 2121 hours and 2130 hours. Georgia Tech versus Clemson football. Ads for BC pain pills, the South's number one headache powder. A jingle at 2130 with a W in the front. And then it faded. Fair under WADO. Tony Casamassima of Carmel, New York, reports hearing this one. On 1530, an NID was heard on September 24th at 1945 hours, mentioning Country Gold and 5,000 watts. And finally, 1590, an NID at August 23rd, 2140 hours, a week with Dallas Cowboys football. And Rick Dow of Iowa City asks, who in the heck on 1590 is carrying Dallas Cowboy football? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen an official list that yet this year, so maybe we can get an answer through the membership. Well, that's going to about do it for this November edition. Hope everyone has a fine Thanksgiving the end of this month, and we'll see you next month. If you've got an interesting logging to pass along or a tip for other DX members, send it to me, Bill Hale, 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas. My zip code is 78666 335. Late breaking DX or tips may be phoned in to me at 512-392-0082. Call between 6 and 9 p.m. Central Time, please. We now return control of this cassette. Back to you, Fred.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. I'd like to pass on a few news and notes before we go over to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for November 1991. First of all, on the DX change, yes, Virginia, there is a DX change, and if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, all you have to do is pop that information on a postcard. Be sure to include your full address and telephone number if you wish to give it out, and send it to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at National Radio Club Headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Information will be printed in DX News Magazine, as well as read here on the DX audio service. And what about that ham list, you might ask? Well, if you're an amateur radio operator and have not sent your information in, here's last call for 1991. We're putting together the final touches on the NRC ham list, and if you'd like to be included on the list, send me your name, your call sign, and your class of license, and up to 25 to 30 characters of information concerning what repeaters you hang out on, or bands, or particular times that you're on, something to identify yourself. Only 30 characters, though. That's a maximum. I can't put anything more in. Send that information to me, Fred Vobbe, V-O-B-B-E, at National Radio Club DX Audio Service HQ here in Lima, Ohio. The address is simply 706 McKenzie. That's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have a computer system and you'd like to send that information to me via a message, you can do it that way. The DX Audio Service has a bulletin board system, and it is accessible 24 hours a day, except during zone mail hour. However, we just installed some new software so that if you operate a BBS system and can send crash mail, we can accept crash mail now 24 hours a day. If you'd like to send us a message via the FidoNet, my name is Fred Vobbe, V-O-B-B-E, and send it to address 1:234-16. That's the Black Hole BBS in Lima, Ohio. We're also on the Ham Radio Echo and the Shortwave Radio Echo as well. So we'd like to hear from you, and we'll let you know, send a message back letting you know that we did receive your information. Well, let's go to part two and see what other kind of trouble we can get into.